What?
Mike Lee is sitting down with the girls next door as they answer their questions. It only seems to be the right thing to do. And he's got his arm around Allison. Holy Mary. Poor Allison has been creeped on. And we are back on the ITD Morning After, live from the Pepper Lounge. On Team 1380, it is the InsideSEO.com 4th anniversary party. We are very grateful to adult film superstar Jesse Jane, who has been here this evening. Also, Ryan Franklin of the Cardinals, Todd Wellemeyer of the Cardinals, Brendan Ryan, Colby Rasmus, both still here. God bless their souls. Please show your appreciation for the member of the first place Cardinals who are here this evening. Producer Joe has just won the IQ showdown. We are moments away from the idiots roundtable. And now we have four girls next door competing in the girls next door trivia competition. This is our first round. We have another four girls, and the top two scorers of each round will advance to the finals and compete for $250. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our girls next door to you. They are so lovely. Won't you agree? First off, she was at the Four Seasons of the Fashion Show and our pool party. This is Allison. Mike Lee, what do you think of Allison?
Ooh, yeah.
Mike Lee says, ooh, yeah. Very creepy. Next to Allison is Ashley. Ashley, please show your appreciation for Ashley. What are you all for, the gays? Next up, also from the fashion show on Sunday, from May 2008, this is Deborah. Deborah. And finally, she's also working here tonight at the Pepper Lounge, but she was a girl next door earlier. This is Lauren. Lauren. We have six questions for these ladies to answer. They will write it down on their dry erase board. We'll go one question by question, so you'll have very limited time to answer. Whoever has the top two scores will advance to the next round. If we have a tiebreaker, we have plenty of questions. Ladies, grab your crayons and your pencils. It's time for the Girls Next Door Trivia Competition. Question number one. No cheating. Who is the Vice President of the United States? These are very tough questions. Allison, what do you got? Flip around your dry erase board, please. Joe Biden is correct. Ashley, what do you got? You can't be writing. She has Ed Hardy. She is wrong. Ed Hardy is not the vice president. Devra and Lauren both are correct with Biden. Ed Hardy does not get a point. We're off to a good start with our first asinine answer. Question number two of six questions. What is the capital city of Missouri? Write it down. 10, 9. Deborah, no cheating, so help me God, you're beautiful, but I can't let that happen. 3, 2, 1. Allison, what you got? Jefferson City is correct. Ashley, Jeff City. Deborah, question mark. Lauren with Kansas City. This is what we expected. I'm glad the segment's delivering. Allison, you're up. 2. Ashley, you have 1. Deborah, 1. Lauren, 1. Question number 3. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? A lot of blank stares. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Allison, what do you got?
I'm just making it up.
She has 1986. That is, for the record, not correct. Ashley, 1846. also incorrect. Deborah has 1776, as does Lauren. 1846. Deborah and Lauren both with two. Allison with two. Ashley with one. Is that correct, Jay Boyd? That is correct. We go to question number four. Question number four. Who is the head coach of the St. Louis Rams? Who is the head coach of the St. Louis Rams? This does not look promising. Three. Four. Mike Lee, you can't help her. Mike Lee cannot help. Three, two, one. Allison, Allison, I need you to be honest. She, Mike Lee has told Allison that the head coach of the St. Louis Rams is a gentleman by the name of Mike Florence. Mike Florence is no longer the head coach of the Rams, so that is incorrect. Ashley, what do you have? Mike Martz, at least he exists, but it is incorrect. Deborah, question mark from Lauren. The score remains the same, Jay Boyd. Allison, Deborah, and Lauren all with two. Ashley with one. Two more questions to go. Question number five. What is the state directly to the west of Missouri? What is the state directly to the west of Missouri? Three, two, one. Allison, Kansas is correct. Ashley,
what?
I don't know what that means.
Arkansas.
It is AKSOS.
Arkansas.
Arkansas is not correct. Deborah, Kansas, Warren, Kansas, and that makes it 3-3-3. Allison, Deborah, and Lauren, Ashley with one. Ashley, you've been mathematically eliminated, but you can still participate. This could decide it between Lauren, Deborah, and Allison. Final question, unless we got to go to a tiebreaker. Mike Lee is pitching a tent. Question number six. What year did St. Louis host the World's Fair? What year did St. Louis host the World's Fair? Today! I'm watching this. Three, two, one. It died. I saw it. Damn it. Allison, it's not going to count. I already
know what it is.
Allison, what do you have? Anything? Nothing. Ashley mathematically eliminated the Cincinnati Reds of the group. 1846. Why not go back to what's working? Deborah with 2005. 1808 for Lauren. Incorrect across the board. The correct answer, 1904. Almost had it in 2005. Just missed out. So we have a tiebreaker. Ashley, you've been mathematically eliminated. Thank you, though. It's between Allison, Deborah, and Lauren. We have a tiebreaker. Next question. The famous area of St. Louis, The Hill, is a neighborhood well known for what culture and ethnicity? I am watching you. Three, two, one. The famous area of The Hill is a neighborhood famous for the culture and ethnicity of what? Allison, Italian is correct. Deborah doesn't have anything. And Lauren, Italian is correct. Lauren and Allison have taken this pot down. They advance to the finals. Deborah and Ashley, thank you so much for participating.
You
are so lovely. Please give it up for Deborah and Ashley. They are so beautiful. But it is Lauren and Allison who will advance. Lauren, you will come back for the finals. Allison, you will come back for the finals. If your boyfriend helps you again, I don't care if he's 6'8". I'm coming over there and I'm scrapping. Next four girls next door, come on up. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you our girl next door of the month for November 2008, Heather. A girl next door from back in the day, March 2007, Sue Ellen. A girl next door from July 2009, and also at the Inside STL Fashion Show Sunday at the Four Seasons, Kelsey. Please wave to the crowd, Kelsey. And finally, who's over there? That is Brittany from June of 2009. We have Sue Ellen, we have Heather, we have Kelsey, and we have Brittany. The top two will advance for the finals. $250 on the line. Andy, are we ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Six questions, ladies. Are you ready to go? Question number one. Which Fortune 500 company has its headquarters here in St. Louis? Which Fortune 500 company has its headquarters here in St. Louis? Sue Ellen, what do you got? Enterprise. Incorrect. Heather is correct with Anheuser-Busch. Question mark from Kelsey. Brittany, you can't be writing. What do you got? She has none, so it doesn't matter. She's writing none. Heather is on the board with Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch flies under the radar here in St. Louis. Timber Fake Security has arrived. Next question, ladies. Question number two. The ITD Morning After airs on which St. Louis radio station? The ITD Morning After airs on which St. Louis radio station? Sue Ellen, what do you got? Sue Ellen's got 1380. I am shocked. Did Mike Lee? Look at Mike Lee. Mike Lee looks like he's going to pleasure himself. Heather, 1380. I can't believe this. 1380. 1380. I don't believe this. They all had it? I don't even know what station we're on. What happened there? I know something dirty happened. Something, really? All right. All right. Question number three. What St. Louis restaurant regularly receives a five-star or five-diamond rating? Write it down. I'm watching you, so help me God. Mike, stay out of it. Five, four, three, two, one. Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen asks Tony. Sue Ellen is correct. Heather asks Tony. She is correct. Kelsey. She has Mike Shannon's. That is not correct. Harry's from Brittany. Nice cocktail lounge. Five star for Lurk Landing Jersey Chasers, but not for dining. What is the score, Jay Boyd or Anna Marie? What do we have? Heather has three, Sue Ellen has two, Kelsey and Brittany with one. Question number four. What is the name of the building the St. Louis Blues play hockey in? What is the name of the building the St. Louis Blues play hockey in? Sue Ellen. Scott Trade is correct. Scott Trade from Heather. Sam Center from Kelsey is incorrect. Sam Center and Scott Trade from Brittany. Hold on a second. Brittany, you have been accused of cheating. Brittany, are you cheating? Brittany, are you cheating?
Never. I don't cheat.
Brittany denies she's cheating. I've had allegations of cheating from Brittany. You are not being awarded that point. We are being told to start with Brittany now. What is the score? Heather with four. Sue Ellen with three. Kelsey and Brittany both with one. Two more questions to go. We are starting with you, Brittany. Tiny Dancer is helping, I think. We have to keep an eye on Tiny Dancer. What former U.S. president has a park, animal farm, and historical site in the St. Louis area named for him? Tiny Dancer, I hate to look at you. Ladies, put down your Sharpies, please. Brittany has Grant's. She is correct. Ulysses S. Grant. Nothing from Kelsey. Grant is correct for Heather. Question mark for Sue Ellen. Heather now leads. What is the score? Five for Heather, three for Sue Ellen, two for Brittany, one for Kelsey. If Sue Ellen answers this question correctly, she is in. Heather, you are automatically in. Congratulations. Final question. What was the name of the president who was in office before President George W. Bush? I'm watching you. George W. Bush. We start with Brittany.
I don't know.
Brittany, what do you have written down? Brittany had Clinton written down, and that was correct. Clinton is correct. You were right. You had Clinton written down. I don't know. I'm giving you the right. You had the right answer. Kelsey has Clinton. She is correct. Heather. Heather with a perfect score of 6 for 6. And Sue Ellen, you can advance with Clinton. Sue Ellen has advanced. Sue Ellen, congratulations. You and Heather have advanced. Remain in your chairs. You will compete for $250. Kelsey and Brittany are so lovely, but you are not advancing. Please show your appreciation for the beautiful Kelsey and Brittany. We need Lauren, and who won the other one? I don't know. Lauren and Allison. So please come on up. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you, Brittany. We need Lauren and Allison. Lauren and Allison to please come up ASAP. Lauren and Allison. Where is Lauren? Where is Allison? Have they left? Could just be a heads up pot. Here comes Allison. Here comes Lauren. The showdown for the Girls Next Door Trivia Competition for $250 is upon us. 6 questions, whoever has the most will keep on going until one has answered the most. Hey, Clark, can you be security on this gentleman? He's been a problem. I love him, but he's been a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the finals of the Girls Next Door Trivia Competition. One more round. What's that? Well, I don't know if anybody's talking. $250 on the line. Brendan Ryan, do you want to do it? No? Anytime you want, you're in. 6 questions. Final four. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce our final four to you. First off, this is Sue Ellen. Next up is Heather, who went perfect. Allison. And Lauren. Whoever answers the most out of 6 will win $250 from InsideSTL.com. Ladies, our first question, if anybody cheats, so help me God, you are eliminated on the spot. Mike Lee, you gotta be on your good behavior. Your segment's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, question number one of the final round. What famous singer died on June 25th of 2009? What famous singer died on June 25th of 2009? 3, 2, 1. Timber Fake, I'm gonna throw your fucking ass out of here. So, what do you got? Michael Jackson is correct. Michael Jackson. Allison heard Timber Fake. Michael Jackson. That's fine, doesn't matter. Everybody got Michael Jackson. You do it again, you're gone. I don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up. Everybody wants your ass out of here anyway. Shut the fuck up. Question number two. The flagship campus of the University of Missouri is located in which city? The flagship campus of the University of Missouri is located in which city? Sue Ellen, what do you got? Springfield. Springfield is incorrect. Heather, Columbia is correct. Nothing from Allison. Lauren has Kirkwood. Kirkwood is incorrect.
I didn't think about Mizzou.
Heather is in the lead with 4 questions to go. Question number 3. What is the capital of Illinois? What is the capital of Illinois? 3, 2, 1. Sue Ellen, what do you got? Springfield is correct this time. Springfield from Heather is correct. Allison, nothing. Springfield from Lauren is correct. Heather is up 2-1-1-0 as we go to a fourth question. 3 remaining. Question number 4. Who was the first president of the United States? Who was the first president of the United States? Sue Ellen, what you got? George Washington with a heart is correct. Heather's got George Washington. Allison, Washington and Washington. Everybody's correct. Everybody picks up a point. Heather has the lead still. 2 questions to go. Do some better ones. Current events question. What famous U.S. senator died yesterday? What famous U.S. senator died yesterday? Sue Ellen, what do you got? Ted Kennedy is correct. Kennedy is correct from Heather. Allison is riding Kennedy as we speak. She gives up. Kennedy from Lauren is correct. And Heather just needs to answer this final question, and she will pick up $250. Anna Marie, what is the score?
Heather has 5, Swellen has 4, Lauren has 4, Allison has 2.
So if Heather answers this correctly, Heather wins $250. Next question. Who was the Cy Young Award named after? Who was the Cy Young Award named after? Sue Ellen, Heather, Allison, Warren. Sue Ellen, what do you have? Cy Young. Cy Young is correct. Heather. Heather has Jane. Jane is not correct. Allison has Celine Dion. Not correct. Warren. What do you have? What do you have? She has Paul Cy Young, an Asian gentleman, but it is not who it was named after. So we have a heads-up pot. Paul Cy Young. Colby, did you know that? Colby, did you know that Paul Cy Young is not who?
I feel dumber after listening to that.
Colby was aware of it. Paul Cy Young has never played the game, but he's an up-and-comer in the Astros organization. So it comes down to heads up. It's heads up between Sue Ellen and Heather. Allison and Lauren, thank you very much. If you could get up, please give it up for Allison and Lauren. Heather, move on down. You both on the couch together, did you really? Where'd you go? Oh, really? I didn't even know that. Well, it comes down to this. Sue Ellen, March of 2007. Heather, October 2008. Whoever answers the next question right with the other one getting it wrong wins $250, just like that. Here we go, pop culture. Nick Lachey was a member of what boy band? Nick Lachey was a member of what boy band? Sue Ellen, what do you have? 98 degrees, 98 degrees. We continue on to the next question. Next question, ladies. Who is the reality TV star from a famous family that just got pregnant? Who is the reality TV star from a famous family that just got pregnant? Sue Ellen, what do you have? Kourtney Kardashian is correct. Kourtney Kardashian is correct from Heather. We go to another question. I have a feeling this is going to be the final question. Ladies, What is the name of the Missouri Tigers mascot? What is his name? What is the name of the Missouri Tigers official mascot? Sue Ellen's writing. Heather's writing. Heather doesn't look so sure. Sue Ellen, what do you have? Tim is menstruating. I am not menstruating. I am not menstruating. Heather has Tiger. Tiger the Tiger is not correct. We go to another question. Tumen the Tiger is the correct answer. Tim is menstruating, has been rejected by the board. Ladies, what year is the last year the Cardinals won the World Series? What year is the last year the Cardinals won the World Series? Sue Ellen, 2006, Heather, 2000, she had 2006. 2006 is correct. Next question. I have a feeling this is going to do it. What is the name of the mayor of St. Louis? The mayor of St. Louis's name, Sue Ellen. Slay, slay, we go to another question. Next question. What is the name of the future Hall of Fame pitcher the Cardinals acquired last week? Uh-oh. This looks like this could be it. 3, 2, 1. Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen has nothing. Smoltz is correct. And Heather has taken down $250. And they're going to have a lesbian kiss. A lesbian kiss. Oh, do it. Nice. Congratulations to Heather. You have won $250. Sue Ellen, so close. Just coming up short. So that concludes the Girl Next Door Trivia Competition. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the Idiots Roundtable? The time has come for the Idiots Roundtable. Jackie, Mike Lee, Rudy, Timberfake, and producer Joe talking hot topics next on the ITD Morning After for the InsideSTL.com 4th anniversary. You're listening to Team 1380.